the possessor of tawfiq.
Sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala sayyidina al-Muhammad al-Hadi ila aqwam tariq.
And may Allah send prayers, blessings and peace upon Prophet Muhammad, the guide to the path.
Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi khayri fariq.
And upon his folk and companions, the best group.
Wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm ad-din.
And upon those, all who follow them in excellence until the Day of Judgment, and upon all prophets and messengers, as well as their families and their companions, and upon the angels brought near, and all of Allah's pious servants, and may these be upon us with that group and among that group by Allah's mercy, and He's the most merciful of the merciful. And we have reached in the traits of the people of the path of tasawwuf to the sixth trait. And this is one of their qualities from the more most important of their qualities. And this is an expression, a representation of the beauty of the sacred law in the manner in which people live together amicably. And this is recognizing people's virtue and negating envy. The author says, one of their most distinctive traits, while maintaining a good opinion of and believing in the good of all Muslims, is to treat people according to their status, acknowledging the honor due or the merit due to people, and being content when Allah distinguishes whomsoever He wills with a blessing. And again, acknowledging the merit of people who possess it. And being happy when Allah distinguishes whosoever He wills with a blessing, distinction and honor from Him. So they are cautious to acknowledge or recognize Allah's favor towards His servants. Beyond that, they actually thank Allah for blessing others, hoping themselves to increase in gratitude to Allah through thanking Allah for the blessings He gives others. So if that is a state, with that state, how is it imaginable that then the person who praises Allah for the blessings He gives others would find it difficult to see others be blessed? And this is a heart virtue, a heart khuluq that the Prophet ﷺ taught us. He taught us in a supplication that we make in the morning and the evening to embody this virtue. He taught us to say, for example, we would say in the evening, as we would now, O Allah, any blessing that I have this evening, or any of Your creation, this is from You alone without partner, so Yours is praise and Yours is gratitude, for You is praise and for You is gratitude for this blessing. So first of all, there is acknowledgement of the source of all of these blessings in the saying, this comes from You alone without partner.
And
there is a correction of our tawheed, an acknowledgement that favor comes from Allah alone, so then no one can intervene in this disposal of blessings because they come from Allah alone. So Yours is praise and Yours is gratitude for these blessings.
كلما أنعمت على كل فرد منهم من سمع أو بصر أو علم مال أو جاه أو أي خير ظهر بطن نحن نحمدك على النعم هذه كلها.
Any blessing you've given to any single one of them of hearing, sight, knowledge, prestige and honor or wealth, anything, yours alone is the praise and the gratitude for that.
إذن فهم يشهدون النعم عليهم وعلى جميع خلق الله.
So then through this they witness or acknowledge the blessings that they receive as well as all of Allah's creation.
يؤكدون في عقيدتهم أن مصدرها من الله وحده.
And they affirm in their beliefs that the source of all of these blessings is singular.
فكل ما يتخيل من خيال أن هذا من فلان أو فلتان أو بسبب كذا أو بسبب مكان كذا باطل الحقيقة أنه ما من ذرة من نعمة إلا من الله كما قال وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله.
So every illusion or imagination that a blessing comes from he, him, or her, or because of this or that, all of that is false. Allah alone is the one who gives all of these blessings. Because of this trait, of this virtue, they were devoted to giving everyone their due right.
عن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وكرم وجهه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول أنزل الناس منازلهم رواه ابن عساكر.
It's narrated on the authority of Ali, may Allah be well pleased with him and honor his countenance, that he said, I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, treat people according to their status or station.
وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن ننزل الناس منازلهم.
And it's also narrated on the authority of Sayyidatina Aisha, may Allah be well pleased with her, that she said, Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded us to treat people according to their due status.
رواه الخطيب البيهقي في شعب الإيمان.
And this is narrated by الخطيب and البيهقي in a book Branches of Faith.
وفي إنزال الناس في منازلهم لم يقصر صلى الله عليه وسلم في حفظ حرمة الإنسان كل إنسان إلا أنه لم يعجبه أحد من الناس إلا أن يكون ذا تقى ففضل فرق بين أن يعجبه وفرق بين أن يعطيه حقه لإنسانيته.
So despite the fact that he would treat people according to their station, he acknowledged the sanctity or showed respect to everyone in humanity. In addition to this, or we'd say, however, he was not impressed with someone or pleased with someone unless they had taqwa, unless they were mindful of Allah.
وَكَانَ فِي سِيرَتِهِ أَنَّهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ يَهَابُ أَحَدًا مِنْ مُلُوكِ الْأَرْضِ.
And it was from his conduct, his seerah, that he was not in awe of any king in the earth.
ومع ذلك فعند مخاطبته إياهم خاطبهم بلسان الحق ولسان اللطف والتقريب وكتب إليهم الكتب ليهتدوا إلى الله تعالى.
However, when he addressed them with a true tongue and also with gentleness and things that would bring, establish a relationship or bring them near. In order to invite them to Allah.
حتى لما جاءه المجوسيان اللذان بعثهما كسرى من أجل أن يأخذ الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ويأتياني به إليه وكره النظر إليهما لتربيتهما الشوارب وحلقهما اللحى ومع ذلك أمر بإطعامهم وسقيهم وشرابهم وإعداد المكان الذي يجلسان فيه.
سيدي ليأخذوا إليه قهرا أو So when there were two Magians, two fire worshippers that were sent by the Persian king, like in order to arrest the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take him without his will, against his will, to the Persian king, and he disliked even the appearance of these two men. Because they would grow their mustaches and shave their beards, but despite that fact, he still fed them and treated them well, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
فطعم وشرب وبات آمنين ثم قابلهما في اليوم الثاني.
So they ate and they drank and they were allowed to sleep safely. And then he met them the next morning.
وقال لهما من ربكما؟ قال كسرى. فقال فإن ربي قتل البارحة ربكما وصلت عليه ابنه فقتل فرجعوا من حيث أتيتما.
So he said, who is your master or who is your lord, your Rabb? They said Kisra, the Persian emperor. He said, last night my lord killed your lord. And he afflicted him with his own son who killed him. So return from where you've come.
ولما رجعوا إلى المسجد من قبل كسرى على اليمن وأخبروهم بما قال قالوا نترقب الأمر إن كان صادقا فيما قال فهو نبي حق وإلا رأينا راينا بعد ذلك فيه وبعد مرور شهر جاءت الأخبار من خراسان ومن الشرق أن كسرى قتله ولده في ذلك في تلك الليلة وتولى ولده بعده وازدادت هيبتهم من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So they returned and informed the Persian emperor's emissary in Yemen of what occurred, and he said, "Let's wait until the news comes. If it's true, then he's a prophet, and if it's untrue, then we'll decide what will be our next move." So after a month, the news reached them, and this is coming all the way from Central Asia, that from Khorasan, that the son of Kisra had in fact killed him and had taken power, so they were increased in awe of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وفي إنزال الناس منازلهم وصل إلى حدود مراعاة من كان له في قومه عز وشرف ومكان ثم ذل بعد ذلك لتسلط بعض الغير عليهم وما إلى ذلك فأمر بإكرام عزيز قوم ذل.
And their treating people according to the person's status reached the point that if someone was a person of honor and prestige, they were of a high status among their people, and then due to some vicissitude, they were humiliated. For example, they were defeated. And out of vengeance, someone humiliated them. The Prophet ﷺ taught us that you should show care to a person that was a noble that was then humiliated.
ووصل من إنزاله الناس منازلهم أن أمر بالإحسان إلى الأسرى وهم الذين قاتلوا في يوم بدر من المشركين فأسروهم 70 أسيرا فأمر بالإحسان إليهم.
And from their treating people according to their status was the care that they would show to captives, and specifically the captives of Badr, of the Battle of Badr, and 70 of them were captured from the polytheists who resisted the Prophet ﷺ or fought the Prophet at Badr. And when they were in the captivity of the Messenger and the companions, they fed them and cared for them well.
فما عرف البشر هديا أحسن من هديه.
So humanity has not known a guidance or conduct better than his, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وَلَا نِظَامًا أَحْفَظَ لِحُقُوقِ الْإِنسَانِ مِنْ نِظَامِهِ.
Nor an order that was better towards the creation than the order that he brought, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
كَانَ أَصْحَابُهُ يَخُصُّونَ الْأَسْرَى بِأَطْيَبِ الطَّعَامِ الَّذِي عِنْدَهُ.
So his companions, they would give the captives the best of their food.
وما وجدنا هذا في شيء من الأسرى ولا في وقت الدعاء التقدم والتطور ولا حقوق الإنسان.
And we haven't found that in anyone. We haven't found anyone who treats prisoners of war in this way, even in the lands that claim that they're advanced.
فاسألوا ماذا الذي يحصل في أسرى اليوم في مختلف الدول شرقا وغربا.
And ask what they do to prisoners today in the various nations of the east or the west.
إن سلموا من التعذيب كان ذلك خيرا كثيرا.
If they escape torture, they're doing good.
عرف حقوق الإنسان إلا رسول رب الإنسان.
No one knew the rights, human rights, except the messenger of the Lord of humanity.
بل أنزل الحيوانات منازله.
Beyond that, the Prophet ﷺ would treat animals properly. And he limited or assigned the harmful creatures that it is permissible to kill and those that are not permitted to be killed, that are not harmful.
وحدد التي يجوز تناول لحمها بذبحها وأمر بإحسان ذبحها وإراحتها.
And he prescribed the animals that are permissible to slaughter in order to consume their meat, and he taught us to treat them and slaughter them with excellence.
وأخبر أن من أساء إلى حيوان أو قصر وقد ملكه في طعامه وشرابه أثم وعذب على ذلك في الآخرة.
And he taught us that someone who mistreated an animal and neglected to properly nourish the animal, that person would be punished because of that in the hereafter or on the day of rising.
فعلمنا فيما يتعلق بشأن المعاملة إنزال الناس وعلمنا مسألة أخرى وهو اعتقاد الفضل فهذا له ميزان من الله لا تجاوزه ولا تغييره فالأفضل هم الأنبياء والرسل ثم الأتقى فالأتقى.
So we've understood one question, which is to treat people according to their status, and then an additional question, and that is true merit or virtue. That is a question that lies with Allah. So we have to understand that the most virtuous are the prophets, and so on.
وفي الحديث الآتي عن سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب فقهه في رعاية الأفضلية في القرب من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And in the next narration, we will see the understanding of سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب. May Allah be well pleased with him in how virtue was understood in light of someone's closeness to Allah's Messenger.
عن جبير بن الحويرث أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه استشار المسلمين في تدوين الديوان.
It's narrated by Jubair ibn al-Huwayrith that Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be well pleased with him, consulted the Muslims over the compilation of the Diwan, and that was a stipend that he assigned during his vicegerency.
And
the Diwan, it was like a ledger in which the names of people were listed.
الفدعة عقيل بن أبي طالب ومخرمة بن نوفل وجبير مطعم وكانوا من نساب قريش.
So he summoned Aqil bin Abi Talib, Makrama bin Nawfal, and Jubair bin Mut'im, and each of who were genealogists, scholars of lineage among Quraysh.
اختار هؤلاء لخبرتهم ومهارتهم في الأنساب, أنساب قريش.
So he chose them because, again, they had knowledge and skill with respect to genealogy, the lineage of the various tribes of Quraysh.
من أجل يدون في الديوان الأقرب فالأقرب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليقسم العطاء على حسب الموجود ويفضل الأقرب فالأقرب.
So that he could organize the names or prioritize them in the diwan, those that were closer to Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he could organize the stipend they were given in accordance to that closeness to Allah's Messenger.
فقال لهؤلاء النساب أهل العلم النسب اكتب الناس على منازلهم.
So he told them, he said, register the people according to their status.
فذهبوا باجتهادهم فبدأوا ببني هاشم.
So they began with, and again, this was based on their judgment, with Banu Hashim.
ثم أتبعوهم أبا بكر وقومه بني تيم.
And then they followed with Abu Bakr and his tribe or clan, Banu Tayyim.
ثم أتبعوهم عمر وقومه.
And then Umar and his people.
فلما نظر في عمر قال وددت والله أنه هكذا لكن ما هكذا الترتيب.
Upon seeing this, Omar said, I swear by Allah, I would have liked for it to be this way, but this is not the way it should be organized. And then what?
هل من أجل الإمارة أو الخلافة تقدمون الناس؟ لا، التقديم العبرة فيه برسول الله.
And he said, is it based on leadership or being in the station of caliphate? Are people given precedence or priority? He said, rather, organize it in terms of their closeness to Allah's Messenger. So he continued and he said, but rather begin with the relatives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, starting with the closest until you place Umar where Allah has placed him.
رواه ابن سعد.
And that's narrated by Ibn Sa'd.
لما قسم مرة العطاء أعطى ولده عبد الله بن عمر 2000 وأعطى سيدنا أسامة بن زيد 3000. فجاء سيدنا عبد الله يقول لأبيه لما فضلت علي أسامة وليس أقدم مني في سن ولا في إسلام ولا في هجرة أنا قبله فقال فعلت ذلك لأنه كان أحب إلى رسول الله منك وكان أبو أحب إلى رسول الله من أبيك فلهذا قدمته عليك.
So once when Sayyidina Umar set or apportioned the stipend for his son Abdullah bin Umar, he gave him 2,000, typically silver coins. And then he gave Usama bin Zayd 3,000. So Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar, he asked the commander of the faithful, Umar, why did you give him more than you gave me? He's not older, he has not been Muslim longer, nor has he made hijrah earlier than I. And he said, I gave him more than you because he was more beloved to Allah's Messenger than you, and his father was more beloved to Allah's Messenger than your father.
من أدب سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه وفقهه في إنزال الناس منازله أنه كلما قابل أسامة بن زيد فيبدأ بالسلام يقول السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أميري.
And in the adab, the immense manners of Sayyidina Umar, and also his understanding how to treat people according to their status, whenever he would meet Usama bin Zayd, may Allah be well pleased with both of them, he would say, welcome, O my Amir, my commander.
فكان سيدنا زيد يقول أنت أميرنا يا أمير المؤمنين ولست أنا الأمير يقول أنت توفي رسول الله وإمارتك معقودة علي أي كنت في الجيش الذي أمرك عليهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And so he would say, no, you're the Amir. And he said, no, Allah's Messenger died and a standard had been tied for you, established by the hand of Allah's Messenger for you to lead an army that I was appointed to be one of the soldiers. So he made you an Amir over me. So look at the consideration and sensitivity he showed to these
subjects. السلام عليك يا ابن ذي الجناحين يشير ما أعطي جناحين يطير بهما في الجنة.
And Sayyidina Umar would meet Abdullah, the son of Ja'far bin Abi Talib. So he would say to the son Abdullah, "Welcome, O son of the one who had two wings," indicating the two wings that he was given in replacement for his losing his arms during the day of Mu'tah.
وإنما خصه بالمودة والمراعاة لما كان يعلم من محبة رسول الله له.
And he distinguished him with extra love that he showed and extra sensitivity he showed due to the knowledge he had of Allah's Messenger's love for this young Abdullah bin Ja'far.
ولما أراد أن يوكل أمر الخلافة بعده إلى جماعة كان فكره أن يفكر من الذين حي وتوفي رسول الله وهو عنهم راب لم يكدروا عليه يوما من الأيام فجمع هؤلاء الستة الذين جعل أمر الخلافة بعد إليهم يختارون من بينهم واحدا فالحيثية التي لاحظها أنهم لم يكدروا قلب الرسول أبدا ولم يتشوش منهم وتوفي وهو عنهم راضي فجعل الأمر لهم.
So when Sayyidina Umar was when death was approaching and he was trying to appoint those who would take counsel to determine who would be the next caliph. He looked at for people that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam died, he was pleased with them, and he had never been upset with them. They're people that had never upset him during his life, and he died, and he was well pleased with them. So Sayyidina Umar designated those to be the ones who would make shura and determine who the next caliph was to be.
وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إياكم والحسد فإن الحسد يأكل الحسنات كما تأكل النار الحطب رواه أبو داود وابن حميد البيهقي في شعب الإيمان.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, beware of envy, for truly envy consumes good deeds just as fire consumes wood. And Habib mentioned it's narrated by Abu Dawood, Abdullah bin Humaid al-Bayhaqi, and that is in his book Branches of Faith.
قال الإمام الغزالي وإذا كانت النار كم تأكل من الحطب في اليوم فإذا كم معك كمية من الحسنات والحسد يأكلها كم بيأكل في اليوم من الحسنات.
And الإمام الغزالي said, how much wood would fire consume in a day? And if you have a quantity of good deeds, you know, and you persist in this state of envy, day by day, how many good deeds are you losing?
والحسد استثقال النعمة على منعم عليه.
And envy here, hasad, is to dislike for someone to receive a blessing from Allah.
وتمني زواله.
And wishing that they would lose it.
قال الإمام الغزالي في الإحياء ربما يحسد من يثني الناس عليه ويحبونه ويكرمونه فزوال تلك النعمة فلا يجد سبيلا إليه إلا بالقدح فيه.
And the Imam al-Ghazali says in his book The Revival, a person may envy someone who people praise, love and honor, making him wish that this blessing be taken away from that person. He then finds no way to do this other than by slandering him.
فَيُرِيدُ أَن يُسْقِطَ حَتَّى يَكُفُّ عَن كَرَامَتِهِ وَالثَّنَايَ عَلَيْهِ.
He desires that the person would lose credibility so that people no longer honor and praise him.
لأنه يثقل عليه أن يسمع كلام الناس وثناءهم عليه وكرامهم له.
Because it burdens him to hear them do so and to hear them honor the person and praise him.
وهذا هو عين الحسد.
This is the very essence of envy, hasad.
وهو غير الغضب والحقد.
And this is other than anger towards them and enmity.
فإن ذلك يعني الغضب والحقد يستدعي جناية من المغضوب عليه.
Because these incite a person to inflict harm, or you could say transgress upon the one with whom they are angry.
والحسد قد يكون مع الصديق المحسن والرفيق الموافق.
Whereas a person can be envious of a good friend and close companion.
وما أنعم الله على أحد بنعمة إلا وهو يريد.
And Allah does not bless anyone save that that is His will.
فإن رضيت بكراهة نفسك لها فقد اعترضت على المنعم وهو الله.
So if you are satisfied with your dislike of this blessing, then you're objecting to Allah's disposal, Allah's blessing them.
ودواء الحسد أن تثني على من حسدته نفسك وتذكر الخير الذي حسدته عليه وتنشره وتدعو الله له في السر.
And the remedy of this is that you praise the person for the very blessing that one finds difficult, and that you also that you praise them and that you pray for them in their absence. That you pray for their blessing and propagate it, promote it, and pray for them in their absence.
وكان بعض الشباب الأخيار حبه ملك من الملوك فكان يقربه.
There was one of the pious young men who was beloved to a certain king, and the king would bring him close.
فأحد وزراء الملك حسد هذا الشاب.
So one of the ministers of this specific king was envious of this young man.
وكان من عادة الشاب إذا دخل على الملك وسلم عليه يقول أيها الملك عامل من أساء بإحسانه فإن المسيء ستكفيكه إساءته.
And المسيء بإحسانه.
عامل لا. عامل من أحسن بالإحسان.
He said, when he would enter, he would say, be good to those who are good, and as for those who are wicked, their own wickedness will be their cause of harm, and thus they'll be protected from them.
فلما اشتد حسد الوزير عليه رتب في نفسه خطة ليبغضه من يبغضه إلى السلطان.
So when the envy of this minister became intense, he made a plot in order to try to cause this young man to fall in the eyes of this king.
فخلى يوما بالملك وقال له إن ذاك الشاب الذي تقربه يتكلم عليك في الخارج ويقول إن فيك بخر ورائحة كريهة.
And so this minister said, you know, this young man that you're honoring, he speaks ill of you when he's not in your presence, and he says that you have bad breath.
قال كيف أعرف صدق ما قلت؟
And he said, how will I know the honesty of your statement?
قال إنه عندما يقرب إليك يغطي أنفه يفعل ذلك لئلا كأنه يوهم أنه يتوقع ريحتك.
Said when when he gets close, he'll raise his hand to cover his nose in order to prevent from smelling your breath.
قال فدعه لي في ساعة كذا وكذا وقل له يأتي إلى عندي.
So then the king said, summon him at such and such time and tell him to come to me.
فأخذه إلى عنده قبل الموعد بقليل وأطعمه ثوما وكراثا وبصلا وكل الروائح التي تتعب الفم وتبقى في الفم.
So prior to the date, the minister brought him and fed him food that had a bad odor, garlic and onions and the like.
من أجل إذا قرب من عند الملك يستر هو رائحته عن الملك فيرفع يده فيظن أن كلامه صدق.
So that when he got close, when the young man got close to the king, he would cover his own mouth, not because of fear of the king, but for fear of annoying the king with his breath.
فبعدما أكل من هذا قال الآن وعد الملك يريدك في هذه الساعة تأتي إلى عنده فذهب.
So then after he ate, he said, hurry, it's an appointment to meet the king, he wants you now, come.
فدخل الملك فقال اقرب فقربه فأراد يكلمه فرفع يده من أجل أن يستر رائحة فمه عن الملك.
So then he came and the king said, come sit close to me. So then when he spoke, he covered his mouth, fearing that the king would smell the odor that he had.
قال في نفسه صح كلام الرجل.
So then the king thought to himself what the minister had said was correct.
ودعا بقرفاس كتب فيه وكان عادته لا يكتب إلا بالجوائز الكبيرة.
So then he asked for a piece of paper in order for him to write a gift be received, or in order to write something. And typically, if they were to write a stipend, it would be a large gift.
فكتب في القرطاس إذا جاءك صاحب هذا الكتاب فاذبحه واسلخ جلده واملأه تبنا وابعث به إليه.
And he said that if the person carrying this letter comes to you, kill them, skin them, and fill their skin with straw and bring it to me. So then, he sealed the letter and gave it to him, and he left holding it.
فوجد الوزير الحاسد هناك خارج قال ماذا قال لك الملك.
So then outside he found this envious minister and he asked him, what did the king say?
قال أعطاني هذا الكتاب.
He said, he gave me this letter.
قال أنا شريك لك في هذا الكتاب لأن أنا سبب دخولك عند الملك.
And he said, I'm a partner with you in this that he's written, anticipating it to be a gift because I'm the one that brought you to him.
قال فخذ الكتاب كله لك فهو لك.
And he said, then take it all. You can have the letter.
فحمله وذهب إلى عند الذي وصاه إليه فلما وصل قال الجنود امسكوا هذا قال ما لكم قال الملك أمرنا أن نذبح قال ما هو أنا الكتاب ليس لي قال لا يرد كلام الملك إذا جاءك حامل هذا الكتاب أنت حامل هذا الكتاب فقتلوه فسلخوا جلده وبعثوه إلى الملك.
So then he went and he gave to the person to whom this letter was addressed, and the man said, he ordered me to kill you. And he said, no, it's not mine. And he said, the order of the king cannot be resisted. So then again, they killed him, skinned him, and sent it to the king.
وبعد أيام جاء الشاب أيها الملك عامل المحسن بإحسانه فإن المسيء ستكفيكه إساءته.
And he said, O king, the young man after some days came and saw the king again. And he said, O king, show goodness to those who are good. And as for those who are wicked, their own wickedness will suffice you from them.
فتعجب قرب وقال ما فعل الكتاب.
So then he was surprised. He brought him near. He said, what happened to the letter?
قال كان وزيرك فلان منتظر لي فقال لي أنا شريكك فأعطيته إياه.
And he said that such and such minister, he received me and he said, I'm your partner, so I gave it to him.
قال إنه كان يقول إنك تتكلم علي أن في رائحة كريهة. قال لا والله ما قلت ولا.
And so the king said, he used to say to me, he told me that you had bad breath. So he said, no, I didn't.
قال فلما ذاك اليوم كنت ترفع يدك.
He said, so on that day, why were you raising your hand?
قال كان أطعمني ثوما وبصرا وكراثا والروائح كريهة فكرهت أن أزعجك بها وأذيك.
He said that he fed me garlic and onions and things with a foul smell, so I didn't want to annoy you. And he said, okay, sit here, because the one who is wicked, his own wickedness sufficed us from him. And this is the result for those who are envious. They are envious of people, and Allah does not remove those people's blessings. So the blessings just continue to increase to be achieved. And then ultimately the outcome is not to their favor. So then the author says the seventh trait or quality, which is abundant remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Beyond this, this is the pillar of this path for everyone who is aspiring to follow the way of tasawwuf. Abundant remembrance, dhikr of Allah, is one of the pillars of their path.
بل هو المعول عليه بالحضور مع الله بعد تطهير الباطن من الخبائث.
In fact, remembrance of Allah with presence of heart is what they depend upon most after purifying their soul of vile traits.
وهو منشور الولاية.
And it is the emblem, the sign of sainthood, wilaya.
ولذا جاء أن بعض الأنبياء سأل ربنا كيف أعرف من تحب حتى أحبه ومن لا تحب حتى لا أحبه فقال إذا رأيت العبد يكثر من ذكري فعلم أني أذنت له وأني أحبه.
So one of the prophets asked Allah, what is the sign of someone that you love that I may love them, and someone that you loathe that I may loathe them? He said, if you see a servant make much mention of me, much dhikr of me, then know that I've given them permission to remember me and that I love them.
قال الله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم.
Allah exalted, the exalted says, remember me and I remember you.
وقد أذن لنا بذكره فكان نعمة علينا.
Allah has permitted us to remember him and this is a blessing upon us.
نحن وألفاظنا ومفهوماتنا ومعلوماتنا محصورين والحق لا حصر له وأذن لنا بالألسن المحدودة والألفاظ المحصورة أن نذكره.
Us and our words and our understandings are limited, and our very tongues are limited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is boundless, and He has allowed us to remember Him, so that is a great favor upon us.
وفي ذكر النبي إذا سيقظ من النوم يقول الحمد لله الذي عافاني في جسدي ورد علي روحي وأذن لي بذكره.
And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he would awaken from sleep, one of his invocations was, praise be to Allah who has made my body healthy, returned my spirit after it departed, and given me permission to remember him.
وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا هو الذي يصلي عليكم وملائكته ليخرجكم من الظلمات إلى النور وكان بالمؤمنين رحيما.
The exalted also says, O you who believe, remember Allah often and glorify Him morning and evening. It is He who blesses you, who descends a salawat, as do His angels, in order to lead you out of the depths of darkness into the light. He is every merciful towards the believers.
وقال تعالى واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا.
The exalted also says, content yourself with those who pray to their Lord morning and evening, seeking His approval, and do not let your eyes turn away from them out of desire for the attractions of the worldly life.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقول أنا مع عبدي ما ذكرني وتحركت بي شفتاه
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah says, I am with my servant whenever he remembers me and whenever his lips move for me.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول الله أنا عند ظن عبدي بي وأنا معه إذا ذكرني فإن ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي وإن ذكرني في ملئن ذكرته في ملئن خير منهم.
He صلى الله عليه وسلم also said, Allah says, I am as my servant thinks me to be, and I am with him whenever he remembers me. If he remembers me to himself, then I remember him to myself. And if he remembers me in a group, I remember him in a group that is better.
وعن عبد الله بن بسر أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إن شرائع الإسلام قد كثرت علي فأخبرني بشيء أتشبث به قال لا يزال لسانك رطبا من ذكر الله.
On the authority of Abdullah ibn Bishr, a man said, O Messenger of Allah, the rites, or we could say the injunctions of al-Islam, have become too numerous for me. So tell me of something that I can hold fast to. He replied, Always keep your tongue moist with the remembrance of Allah.
وعن معاذ رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما عمل آدمي عملا أنجى له من عذاب الله من ذكر الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا أن تضرب سيفك حتى ينقطع ثم تضرب به حتى ينقطع ثم تضرب به حتى ينقطع.
On the authority of Mu'ad, may Allah be well pleased with him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A human being does no action that saves them from Allah's punishment greater than the remembrance of Allah. Someone asked, not even jihad in the way of Allah. He said, not even jihad in the way of Allah, except if you strike with your sword until it breaks, and you strike with your sword until it breaks, and you strike with your sword until it breaks.
وكان سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق يشتغل كثيرا بذكر لا إله إلا الله.
And سيدنا أبو بكر الصديق used to make much of the ذكر لا إله إلا الله.
ففي أثناء كلامه يخلطه بلا إله الله ويقول كلما تكلم كلمة يقول لا إله إلا الله ثم يكمل ومدة ما يسمع الثاني يتكلم هو يلهج بلا إله إلا الله.
So he would be speak and then pause, say La ilaha illallah. Then speak some more and pause, La ilaha illallah. And while he was listening to the other person, the whole time he would be busying his tongue, saying La ilaha illallah.
وكان سيدنا عمر يغلب عليه ذكر التكبير. فكلما تكلم كبر. وكلما مشى مكان كبر. فيغلب عليه الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
And سيدنا عمر, a dominant ذكر with him was Allahu Akbar. So he would speak some, Allahu Akbar. Speak some more, say Allahu Akbar.
وكان سيدنا عثمان بن عفان يغلب عليه التسبيح. فكلما تكلم قال سبحان الله. وفي كل وقت يقول سبحان الله.
And سيدنا عثمان, may Allah be well pleased with him, a dominant ذكر with him was saying تسبيح, glorifying Allah, saying سبحان الله. So he'd speak, سبحان الله. Speak some more, سبحان الله.
كان سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب يغلب عليه التحميد. فإذا تكلم قال الحمد لله. وإذا نظر شيء قال الحمد لله ويكثر من الحمد لله.
And Sayyidina Ali, a dominant ذكر with him was praise. So he would speak and then say الحمد لله and speak some more or look and say الحمد لله.
وهم سادة الذاكرين.
And they are the masters of those who remember.
وعن أبي طلحة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتاني الملك فقال يا محمد ما يرضيك أن ربك يقول أنه لا يصلي عليك أحد من أمتك صلاة إلا صليت عليه عشرا ولا يسلم عليك أحد من أمتك تسليمة إلا سلمت عليه عشرا قلت بلى أي رب.
On the authority of Abu Talha, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An angel came to me and said, O Muhammad, does it not please you that your Lord says, No one of your ummah sends one blessing, salawat, one time, upon you, except that I send 10 blessings upon him. And no one from among your ummah sends one prayer of peace upon you, save that I send 10 upon him. And the messenger said, Indeed, it pleases me, O my Lord. He also said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whoever sends a single salah, a single blessing upon me, Allah will send 10 blessings upon him for it. So what a great reward this is for an easy deed.
وكان أيام كنا في البيضاء كان عندنا شايب من الصالحين يذكر الناس بالصلاة على النبي فكلما جلس في مجلس يكرر قوله واحدة بعشر واحدة بعشر فالناس يصلون على النبي إذا قال واحدة بعشر صلوا على النبي فرأى بعض الصالحين رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكلم بهذا التفت إليه يقول واحدة بعشر أو واحدة بعشر أو واحدة بعشر فرحا منه بهذا العمل.
And the Habib said on the days that he spent in the city of Al-Bayda, which is an area he studied in the north of Yemen, there was an older man that in gatherings he would remind the people and he would say one for ten, one for ten, and whenever he would say this they would send salawat on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the pious, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream speaking to this old man. And he was looking at him smiling and said, one for ten, indicating the joy that he had for this work of his.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول الله أنا عند ظن عبدي بي.
The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am as my servant believes me to be.
إن أقربكم مني يوم القيامة كل مو كله الله في كل موطن في كل موطن أكثركم علي صلاة في الدنيا اللهم صل على
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the closest of you to me at each junction on the day of resurrection will be those of you who sent the most blessings, the most salah upon me in the life of the world.
في كل موطن.
Right, so at each point,
عند الحشر.
So when the people are gathered,
في ظل العرش. في ظل العرش.
In the shade of the throne,
تحت لواء الحمد.
Beneath the banner of praise,
على الحوض المورود.
At the basin of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
عند الصراط.
At the traverse, the bridge.
عند الميزان.
At the scale of deeds.
في كل موطن أقرب إلى النبي بكثرة الصلاة عليه.
At each point, each junction in the stations of يوم القيامة.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مررتم برياض الجنة فارتعوا قال وما رياض الجنة قال حلق الذكر.
He also said صلى الله عليه وسلم when you come across the gardens of paradise then graze therein. Someone asked what are the gardens of paradise? He said the gatherings of remembrance.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله ملائكة سياحين في الأرض فضلا عن كتاب الناس.
He also said صلى الله عليه وسلم Allah has angels that roam the earth in addition to those who record the deeds of people, who travel about the roads, seeking out the people of dhikr. When they find a group of people remembering Allah Most High, they call one another, come to what you have been seeking. Then they cover the group with their wings so that it stretches up to the lowest heaven. Their Lord asked the angels, though he is more knowledgeable than they, what are my servants saying? He says, they are proclaiming your exaltedness, your greatness, your praise and your majesty. Allah says, have they seen me? They say, no, by Allah they have not seen you. So Allah says, how would they be had they seen me? They say, if they were to have seen you, they would have even been more intense in their worship, more intense in proclaiming your majesty, and they would declare your exaltedness even more abundantly. So let us repeat al-baqiyat as-salihat, these pious remaining deeds, so that we can act on this hadith.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. 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 Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Il-azim fi kulli lahzatin abada khalqihi wa ridha nafsihi. فيقول
ماذا يسألونني
فما يسألوني.
He says, what do they ask of me?
فيقولون يسألونك الجنة.
The angels reply, they ask you for paradise.
فيقول هل رأوها.
He says, have they seen it?
فيقولون لا والله يا ربي ما رأوها.
They reply, no, by Allah they have not seen it. So he says, how would it be if they were to have seen it.
يقولون لو أنهم رأوها كانوا أشد عليها حرصا وأشد لها طلبا وأعظم فيها رغبة.
They say, were they to see it, they would be even more devoted in, devoted to attaining it, more intense in requesting it, and have even greater desire for it.
قال فمما يتعوذون.
Allah asks, from what do they seek refuge?
يقولون من النار.
They reply from the fire.
يقول الله هل رأوها.
He says, Allah says, have they seen it?
فيقول لا والله يا ربي ما رأوها.
They reply, no, by Allah they have not seen it.
فيقول كيف لو رأوها.
So he asks, how would they have been, were they to have seen it?
فيقولون لو رأوها كانوا أشد منها فرارا وأشد لها مخافة.
So he replies, they say, were they to see it, they would flee from it more intensely and have even been greater in greater fear of it. And let us ask Allah for paradise, or we ask Allah for paradise, we seek refuge in Allah from the fire. Let us say this repeatedly.
اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. قال فيقول فأشهدكم أني قد غفرت لهم.
So Allah says, I make you witness, I call you to testify that I have forgiven them.
فيقول ما لكم من الملائكة فيهم فلان ليس منهم إنما جاء لحاجة.
So one of the angels says, so and so is with them, but is not among, not of them. He only came for a need.
فيقول هم القوم لا يشقى بهم جليسهم.
So Allah replies, they are the people that whoever sits with them will not be among the damned.
رواه أحمد البخاري ومسلم وغيره.
It's narrated by Ahmad al-Bukhari, Muslim, and others.
وفي لفظ في رواية وله قد غفرت.
And in one of the transmissions, Allah says, "And for him, I've forgiven."
وفي رواية في صحيح مسلم وأعطيتهم ما سألوا وأعدتهم مما استعاذ.
And in a narration of Sahih Muslim, I give them what they request and refuge from what that which from which they seek refuge.
اللهم أكرمنا بذلك.
May Allah grant that through His generosity.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقعد قوم يذكرون الله إلا حفتهم الملائكة وغشيتهم الرحمة ونزلت عليهم السكينة وذكرهم الله في من عنده.
He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says, whenever a group sits remembering Allah, the angels surround them, mercy envelops them, serenity, sakina descends upon them, and Allah makes mention of them to those with him,
subhanahu. إلا ناداهم مناد من السماء قوموا مغفورا لكم قد بدلت سيئاتكم حسنات.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, whenever a group gathers to remember Allah, only seeking Allah's countenance, a caller calls out from the heavens, rise, forgiven, your sins, your evil deeds have been turned into good deeds.
اللهم أكرمنا في مجلسنا هذا بذلك.
And we ask you, O Allah, in this gathering of ours to grant this.
اللهم أكرمنا في مجلسنا هذا بذلك.
آمين.
اللهم أكرمنا في مجلسنا هذا بذلك
آمين.
وزدنا
آمين.
من فضلك ما أنت أهله
آمين.
قال الإمام عبد الله بن عباد وإن رمت أن تحظى بقلب منور.
الإمام عبد الله بن علوي الحداد said, and if you wish to have an illumined pure heart
نقي عن الأغيار
that is devoid of delusions or of others,
فاعكف على الذكر.
Remain in a state of remembrance.
وثابر عليه في الظلام وفي الضياء.
Persist in this, in the dark and in the light.
وفي كل حال.
And in every state.
باللسان وبالسر.
With the tongue and with the spirit, the sir.
فإنك إن لازمته بتوجه.
For surely if you persist in it with an aspiration.
بدا لك نور ليس كالشمس والبدر.
A light will appear to you that's not like the sun or the full moon.
ولكنه نور من الله وارد.
But it is a light that comes from Allah.
أتى ذكره في سورة النور فاستقري.
It is mentioned in the surah, the chapter An-Nur, so recite it there.
يشير إلى قوله تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم. إلى قوله تعالى الله نور السماوات والأرض.
Here indicating the saying of Allah, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth.
أكرمنا الله وإياكم بقربه.
May Allah grant us and you nearness to Him.
وأعاننا على ذكره وشكره وحسن عبادته.
May Allah aid us in remembering Him, thanking Him, and worshiping Him well.
ونور قلوبنا.
May Allah illumine our hearts.
ونجانا عن شوبنا.
And may Allah purify them from vices.
وصف مشروبنا.
And may Allah make clear our drink.
وأرضى عنا محبوبنا.
And may Allah make those that we love well pleased with us.
وكشف كروبنا.
And may Allah alleviate our difficulties.
وقربنا إليه زلفا.
May Allah bring us near to Him.
بسر الفاتحة إلى حضرة النبي محمد.
The secret of Fatiha donated to the presence of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
اللهم صل وسلم
على سيدنا محمد.